Bloomberg Surveillance with Ken Pruitt and Tom Keene. If you're listening via our new Radio Plus iPhone app, did you know you can personalize the ticker that crawls across the bottom of your screen? Simply tap on Menu in the upper right, then choose Settings and Personalize My Ticker. If you don't have the Radio Plus iPhone app yet, you'll want to download it. It's free via the iTunes App Store.
Michelle Mayer, Mayer joins us right now. I want to get right to a chart. Good morning. And I want to look at the confidence of America. Victor Wunder over here. And this is just simply an unconfident America. Here's the 90s, folks. And you can see down we go from the 1990s, just simply a less confident America. How can we have a housing recovery if we're this uncertain?
It's going to be a slow one. I think the reason you're seeing some signs of life in the housing market is because we've undershot so much in terms of construction and somewhat in terms of prices as well. So we're now seeing a bottoming out and signs of life in part of the market. But you're right, with consumer confidence so low, it's hard to see how you have a sustained turn.
Do we have an unemployment rate hurdle where things get better in housing? Is it like Evans at Chicago, where it's 7% or it's 6%? What is that number?
I think it's the trend. So the continued drop in the unemployment rate is indicative of more income growth, more confidence, and that helps to increase housing demand. But to me, it's not only the unemployment rate that matters. It's the employment to population ratio. It's the percent of the population that's employed and therefore earning an income and can afford to form their own household and purchase a property.
Well, Michelle, home sales have been so slow for so long. We have mortgage rates down below 3.9%, the lowest anybody's ever seen. We have home prices down. When does pent-up demand start to kick in?
It's starting to kick in. It is. And you're seeing that with some modest increase in home sales. Affordability is incredibly strong. We're at record low interest rates. We've seen a big drop in home prices already. So you're seeing some pent-up demand, but it's gradual because of the state of the economy. As Tom just showed, consumer confidence is low. Unemployment is high. You have these hurdles.
When you look, Michelle, and Victor Wunder over here again, Michelle just mentioned this, folks, we like to do this in real time. This is the great story of America, and you know the rise of women entering the workforce and an absolute collapse in the employment to population ratio. This is not the housing market that Ken Pruitt knew when he was 25 years old going, I'm going to buy a house for $9,000. It's different than that, isn't it?
It's a little bit different. A $9,000 house might look a little bit different than it did several years ago. But obviously, after accounting for inflation, you're going to have a better comparison. But yes, no, you're right. The housing market is very different. And the reason for that is in the past two decades, we've seen a very big change in the mortgage system in terms of the types of credit and the availability of credit. It was very, very available in the first half of last decade. Mm-hmm. And now it's started to really tighten up, and it still remains very tight.
Well, in the residential construction business, the action lately has been in multifamily, in apartment buildings. Michelle, are we going to have a conversation a year or so from now and talk about how apartments got totally overbuilt?
You know, I don't think so, at least not in a year, because the ongoing shift from owning to renting has legs. You have not only the foreclosure process that's converting people into renters, and there's still a lot more foreclosures that need to be processed. You also have the fact that the household formation that we're seeing today is more supportive for the rental market than it is for the ownership market than it has been in a long time. And there's still a shortage of rental demand.
Let me ask you about this. Yeah. Why is household formation different? Because traditionally in America, single people rent, married people buy.
Well, you're seeing more married people rent for longer because of the state of the economy. If credit is tight, if you're not sure that this is the place you want to live for a long period of time, renting is a good alternative. And that's one of the big changes, is that we've seen this concept of affordable renting, not just affordable housing.
The theme that we see, and we see this in Bank of America Merrill Lynch literature, we see this from Chairman Bernanke, Alarian, it's distortions in the system. Folks, let's look at the great distortion in Michelle Mayer's housing market. This is population-adjusted new home sales, and this shows the agony of the nation, whether you rent or whether you buy. Do we need a public policy to get us back to trend, to get back to that red line of, say, a million units?
You know, I think policy can help, but, you know, it really takes time. It takes time to clear out the some of the excess
politicians
supply.
Don't have the time. The politicians have to get reelected. So if we're going to have, what is the phrase Bill Gross uses? Least dirty shirt?
The least dirty shirt.
What's the least dirty shirt of housing policy
for
politicians that have to talk to their electorate?
Well, I think a continued effort towards modification. So try to keep people in their home as much as possible. So continued interest rate reductions, which is happening now. It's an ongoing process. The other important thing that policymakers can do that they're focusing on is disposition plans. How do you clear the excess foreclosure inventory in an efficient way that actually could help to normalize the market and provide housing for renters.
Michelle Meyer.
Listen to Bloomberg Surveillance weekday mornings at 7 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2012.